brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is August 7th, 2006. On this live Monday edition, we're going to have wide open phones today for the next 3 hours. We have a guest coming up in the middle of the next hour to speak a few minutes about Austin Energy putting in thumb scanners, biometrics, to log in and out of work. And while on the surface that might sound like a good idea, but where it really leads, what it's a small part of, a larger, much larger picture. I tell you, yesterday I did my new Sunday show on KLBJ 590 AM that covers most of the state of Texas, and a lot of you tune in over the internet. We're going to be syndicating it soon, hopefully with Genesis. But I was kind of mean to the regular listeners. I didn't take one of the calls that agreed with me, though there were probably 50 of those on the board throughout the 2 hours. I would only take those that disagreed with me, and I actually got what I wanted. I probably took about five calls that really disagreed with me and a few others that were just arguing over smaller points or issues. But the unifying theme was that basically I shouldn't be on the radio, that I should be taken off the radio, that I'm yelling fire in a theater, and then one guy screaming that I'm a Jew hater, that I'm a racist, when I was simply pointing out that Israel's done a lot of bad things to the Palestinians and the Arabs, and that it takes two to tango. I thought in the U.S. you were allowed to, as Colin Powell said, criticizing Israel is not anti-Semitic. A large portion of the Jews in Israel are against these wars. I guess they're anti-Semitic. I mean, really, that's what it's turning into in the U.S. We are not allowed to criticize Israel or our own government or anybody else. Well, you know, I have a right to do that, and I will not be bullied into silence. I think that the people that worship the aggressive, predatory government of Israel, whether they be Jewish or Christian, I think they're actually painting themselves into a corner on this, making enemies out of people that weren't against them, with the name-calling and the demonization and the rest of it. But I digress early in the broadcast. It's just mind-numbing. Mind-numbing that even my mild criticism of Israel's crimes would elicit people calling up and threatening the board op, screaming at him so much, calling him so many names, that they would never even get on air and they would hang up. He said there were a couple of those calls, and I have known this. He'd been running my show for a few months while I was doing it over there, that he himself is Jewish, and he was just shocked by it. He said he totally agreed with me in my analysis of what's happening in Israel, but these people were calling in threatening and screaming and yelling, and it's really, really sad. It really is sad, and I was also talking about how vaccines have mercury in them and how it's brain-damaging children and how there is no law that you have to take vaccines to go to public school or private school or school for that matter. And I had a guy calling who disagreed and said, was basically saying, well, so what if it isn't a law? It's for your own good, so we act like it's a law. And so it's still shocking to deal with people who are this wedded to a fraud, that are this ingratiated in the false reality. So when we get back, I want to talk about a little bit about my philosophy and why I do what I do and what we really face as a society. I had a moment of clarity last night at about midnight, laying in bed, thinking. I couldn't go to sleep. Then we'll get into oil above $77 a barrel and Alaska pipeline shutdown. Chinese regime eyes Texas port facilities. Oh, yes. And a bunch of new 9/11 news. The 9/11 truth movement has turned the corner. We have gone supernova.
6 year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odor are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calex never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calex ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm glad you're on board with us today. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for caring about this planet, this country. Thank you for caring about your own destiny, attempting to be involved, be informed. That's all any of us are attempting and trying to do here together. We will have, again, open phones today. I will plunge into the news, the information. Your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. I do a lot of radio interviews, but the last 6 months or so, I've cut back a lot because I was busy finishing my new film, Terror Storm, but I have now jumped back into doing interviews and have been doing about, I don't know, 3 or 4 a day for the last couple of weeks. And I go on broadcasts with the talk show host, Art Hostel. I go on programs where they are neutral, where they ask piercing questions, insightful questions. I go on shows where the host is just making jokes and laughing. Basically, it runs the gamut. But in the last 5 years, coming up on 5 years since the military-industrial complex carried out 9/11, I have gone from being on talk shows and being ridiculed and laughed at by the majority of the callers, I'd say 60-70%, to the vast minority of callers calling in who disagree with me about 9/11 and other terror attacks being inside jobs. But yesterday, doing my own new Sunday radio program on KLBJ 590 from 4 to 6 p.m. Central, I made the announcement, as I'd made each week on this show and on that new show, that anyone who disagreed went to the head of the line. And quite a few calls, I don't know, four or five came in on 9/11, a couple others on other issues who disagreed with me. And so, unfortunately, all the great callers who agreed or had another point to make never got on board. But that's because in the past, people disagreeing has been so rare that I try to give them preferential treatment. If it becomes a regular occurrence where it's 50-50, I'll just go to calls in order as I do on this broadcast. Again, unless you disagree, go to the head of the line. But maybe I should continue to put those that disagree to the head of the line, even if they're calling in mass, because it really illustrated the mind-numb stupor that they're in. They were all, or their lack of grasp for what the United States is all about, what the Bill of Rights is all about, because they were unanimously saying I should be taken off the air, that I shouldn't be on the radio, and then I was yelling fire in a theater, and that I was a traitor to this country. And two of them said, even if what I say is true, it shouldn't be on the air. Now, those listeners have always been there. And I guess that was the sixth show I've done on KLBJ and never had them call. But why are they calling now? Because they're hearing about 9/11 being a self-inflicted wound on C-SPAN. They're seeing it all over Fox and all over CNN and all over MSNBC and CNBC and PBS and in the Houston Chronicle and the AP yesterday. And it's everywhere now. And they're hearing that 48% of the American people in major polls believe it's an inside job. And in another poll, 36%. Or in a CNN poll, 84%. And they're beginning to panic because deep down they know it's true. In their guts, they know 9/11's an inside job. And if they look at the evidence, then they have the cold, hard facts that it's an inside job. And they're desperately trying to cling to the shreds of their false reality in this sea of truth that is now deluging them. But the sad thing is the people that call up threatening board ops, call up screaming at people, call up just so mindlessly filled with hate. Let me just really tell you the place or try to describe for you the place I'm at. Imagine having to take a walk for a mile in my shoes. Imagine just being a happy-go-lucky individual who learned about history and studied history and learned that governments are the most corrupt, evil things ever in human history and that they've killed hundreds of millions of people last century alone. And that a private banking system runs our country and has created a debt system by design to destroy the middle class. And to openly read published autobiographies written by David Rockefeller, where he says he's going to destroy U.S. sovereignty and bring us into a one-world government. And to read official RAND Corporation documents where they talk about how we're all going to be enslaved and how they're going to take our children from us. And to read CIA plans to forcibly sterilize and eradicate the population, and to catch them putting poisons in the water and the food and the medicines, and to know how cold-blooded and indiscriminate this elite is, and to know it is true, to know it is verifiable, and to realize that they are just expanding their ongoing carnage against the people of this planet. And the lies on top of lies wrapped in doublespeak and spun in big, shiny packages. It's so huge. The dark majesty of the fraud is so gargantuan and colossal. And how do you even begin to describe it? I'm in awe. I'm babbling, blah, 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 blah. I mean, just how do you even warn people it's so bad? And I listened to rebroadcast this weekend, and there I am on the air of the weekday syndicated program, the Genesis program, and there I am describing how the elite are going to use terrorism to build compact city control grids and how they're going to exterminate us. 90% of us. And that sounds crazy. It is crazy because the government is openly saying it and preparing it, and their theoreticians are openly stating it to standing ovations, and they're really setting it up. And believe me, that's scary. And then you just see the mind-numbed population. You see the liberals who are tuned into their whole false political story, their false political paradigm, the false map of the world that they've been given by the left gatekeepers. And then you've got the neocons who are just a giant cult, the followers of the neocons, who don't care if Bush is getting rid of the borders or anti-gun or signing on to UN treaties or spent more money than all presidents before him combined or done all these other horrible things or if he's butchering the Bill of Rights systematically. They just don't care. They just love tyranny and they love the end of this country and they're just gibbering, weak-minded people. And really, at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. People deep down know something's wrong. They're scared. And so they decide to rationalize it all and make excuses to themselves and just go along with this. Well, I can't just go along with it. I don't have a choice. I can't control myself. This is who I am. And I love life. I love all that's beautiful in the world, all that's wonderful, all that's innocent. And it's threatened by these people that are totally ruthless, that run our planet, who one-up each other in the sadistic things they do to populations and see you and I as totally weak and pathetic because we have love in our hearts and have some type of conscience and compassion. And I'm just so tired of how naive people are. We're in such danger. Systematic eugenics is being implemented against all of us right now on 1,000 fronts. Legions of wickedness are being unleashed upon us. And I get melancholy sometimes. I get a chill. I feel the cold darkness of evil. And last night, I'm just thinking about how blessed I am and how beautiful things are and how much good there is in the world and how it's been captured and threatened by this tiny inbred group of trash. And I thought about, you know, I know people have fear of what their neighbors will think of them, fear of losing their job at work, fear of the church thinking you're strange, or fear of what your wife or husband will say. It doesn't matter. If you know the truth about 9/11 and the New World Order, you've got to go public and fight it however you can, because the people that carried out 9/11 are playing for keeps. I mean, they snuffed out 2,840-something people just like that on that morning. They did it in a cold-blooded fashion, and they're going to do more of it. And somebody's got to stand up to them and say no. Somebody's got to have the will to say no to these people and to meet them head on. Believe me, I wish it wasn't me. I wish the world wasn't this way. I wish it wasn't this serious. But you know what? You can't change the facts by wishing. Wishing won't get it done. And believe me, we've turned the corner on the 9/11 truth movement. Building over all these years, as small groups of us worked to expose it and made films and wrote books, and then it built to a crescendo on the foundation we had built, Loose Chain Second Edition, exploded and went supernova, and then that chain reactioned into energizing all the other existing documents exposing 9/11 as an inside job. It all feeds into itself, and then C-SPAN. Well, before C-SPAN, then Charlie Sheen, because people saw his courage. Doesn't matter who Charlie Sheen is. They knew he was taking a risk. Everybody recognized that selfless sacrifice. That exploded from that point on. And then when we hit the C-SPAN airing four times, we left the atmosphere, ladies and gentlemen. The rocket left the atmosphere. And a fuse was lit for a collision. Now the globalists are having to deal with 9/11. They're having to try to debunk it. They're panicking en masse. There is a huge awakening happening right now. This awakening's been happening, but now it's exponential. And we have entered the final phase of this conflict. We have entered the deciding phase of this conflict.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Calls and cover the news coming up in the next segment. Boy, there's a lot of it, but finishing up my thoughts on really the state of the world, the state of the 9/11 truth movement. It is scary, you know, to a certain extent, but you have to just get over it to go public and to point at criminal elements in the government and expose them for the murder they committed. Because then you have to admit that they're murderers, and that itself is terrifying. And then you then are faced with the fact that you are now up against cold-blooded killers. I mean, think of the gall of these people to kill our own population. and then to sit up there with straight faces and take the credit and, as I say, pose as our saviors. But that's what governments have done all throughout history. And it's time for a lot of people out there to grow up. A lot of people think that, well, reality is their view, that if you just decide something is one way, that that somehow makes it the case, that if you just deny that the government had nothing to do with 9/11, if you just say the government's totally innocent, but somehow that makes it the case. Well, I'm sorry. I've done the research. There's so much evidence that 9/11 was orchestrated in an inside job that it is staggering. It would take days to recite just bare synopses, abbreviations, boil downs, cheat notes. I guess you could call it the Reader's Digest version. I take a deep breath just thinking about it. But then, for those of you that have trouble facing it, at a certain point, I can't blame you. It's easier just to have your bass boat and to think about nothing but the weekend and how you want to go to the country bar and drink beer, how you want to go to the liberal little coffee house and sit around slurping coffee, talking about how wonderful Chucky Schumer and Dianne Feinstein are. I understand that it's easy to basically stay like a child in denial, but childhood has to end. You know, you are adults. And think about being in my position. I mean, a lot of times when I'm going to bed at night, I think I'm Alex Jones. What a responsibility. Millions of people listen to me. I have started multiple movements. I have coined many phrases. I have defeated masses of legislation with your help. And I have all of these problems. I'm not perfect. But I have this incredible responsibility, and I'm not performing at the level I should be. But still, I'm Alex Jones. And I think about what a target I am, how they'd love to kill me the minute I ever drop out of the spotlight, how they have threatened me so many times, how I'm basically on the razor's edge in everything I do, just totally putting all my faith and trust in God. And I get asked every talk show interview I do, why are you still alive? If this government's so evil and done all this, why haven't they killed you yet? And of course, it's a simple answer. They don't want to make me a martyr. I've put my work out there. It's been a testament, and they could really give it cult of personality status by killing me. But it's a catch-22, because as I enter that realm without dying, it tempts them to a greater and greater extent to strike me down. And unfortunately, I have my own analytical skills. And I talk about this more and more because I can see a point approaching in the future where there is a extreme possibility that they will strike me down. And I really don't want that to happen. I love life. I love it with incredible gusto. But at the same time, it is a sacrifice that I am more than willing to make because it is instinctive, it is spiritual, it is a basic need to defend the tribe, it is a core operating system and program, no matter what the odds are, no matter what you face, that if there is a threat against your species, against your family, against your country, by a group of people that will give you no quarter, that they must be met head on at 110%. And everything we are, everything we'll ever be, is owed to the people before us that made those sacrifices. And I know that human potential is almost unlimited, and we've got to get this parasitic elite out of control of the species and our development, because we can do so much. And I know the promise of humanity in the stars, the creations we will make, we're in God's image, are so wondrous that I am honored to die in the service of humanity to make sure we reach our potential.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're about to go right to your calls. Just in closing in the whole discussion, well, I guess the statements I was making in the last two segments. Really, the biggest pieces of evidence that prove that our government carried out 9/11 isn't the hijackers trained at military bases or the public officials warned not to fly or bombs in the buildings and NORAD standing down and all of that. I mean, that's all important. It's not just Northwoods and all the pre-plans to carry out those style of attacks. It's that the government knowingly has done similar things over and over again. They ruthlessly radiated tens of thousands of American babies and school children in radiation chambers, telling the GIs, husbands, and wives that they were just getting x-rays. That's declassified. That's admitted. Thousands of times they sprayed U.S. cities with chemical, radiological, and biological agents. Deaths resulted. I've talked a lot about this, but it's so important that Project Shad from 1947 to 1985, from England to Hawaii, just all over the world, having troops go out in fields and having aircraft fly over and spray them with nerve gas and kill them. This is mainstream news, but it comes out 40 years, 20 years, 30 years later. having a, you know, telling a young officer, we're going to test the flu bug on you, sign this waiver, you get 3 days extra leave, go in this chamber, hit them with nerve gas, kill them, dissect their body. I mean, cold-blooded murder of our troops. I've been talking a lot about it the last 2 weeks just because it was finally back in mainstream news, but we've been covering it for a decade that Bayer Pharmaceutical and others knowingly took blood that had HIV and hepatitis C in it. People say, well, they just didn't care, and their documents show they knew and let it go on for a decade. But it's more than that. That's their business, is killing people. That's their business, is killing who they see as the weak and the infirm. Their eugenics Nazis, ladies and gentlemen, they believe in the Ubermensch. They believe in killing the inferior. That's the whole point. That's the whole rationale to go ahead and give people factor VIII that's going to kill them. Hundreds of thousands of people died in the U.S., tens of thousands in Canada, tens of thousands per nation in Europe, in Japan. The numbers are over a million. You get different numbers from different governments, different publications. Hundreds of thousands dead in this country. Little, innocent, mainly young boys, because it's an inherited trait predominantly with males, and you know it normally gets real bad by adolescence. And hundreds of thousands of young men who were loved by their mothers and their fathers, and the cold-blooded killers would give them a drug knowing it was going to kill them. And these naive people sit out there and say criminal elements of the government wouldn't carry out 9/11. Who is the defense secretary? He is a manifestly dark creature. He is a devil walking among us, the devil himself, if you ask me. He has stood by on so many evil occasions. He got aspartame. He was the man who ramrodded it. Aspartame through, that is, in its base, word alcohol, and is highly addictive. Now in 9,000-plus products, a scourge on our people's health. He's the guy that got the Terminator seeds and genetically modified plants approved, the ones that are taking over entire subspecies, entire species of corn, soybeans, jumping into many other plant species, jumping now into other bacteria and other fungus, jumping into whole different kingdoms of life. He's the guy who gave the chemical and biological weapons to Saddam. He's the guy that gave the nuclear reactors to North Korea. Just literally, he's the guy who presided over trillions being stolen from the Pentagon. Trillions are now missing. And you watch him up there, he just radiates palpable evil. Palpable. A lot of these guys can cloak it. Rumsfeld cannot. He has been overtaken by it, and I have to sit there and look at these cold-blooded killers, waiting for them to strike again, waiting to wake up one morning when the power's off intermittently and some major city's been nuked and the phone lines are jammed and the killers are going to be on TV, long face, thumping their chest about how they'll keep us safe from the terrorists. There'll be a national draft. There'll be surveillance. There'll be arrest of those that criticize the government for our safety. And you'll get to keep your pension funds as long as you don't argue with them. Oh, man, I mean, to know the magnitude of the public announcements that we are now in the American Union and they have now ordered every federal agency to begin merging with Canada and Mexico, from our Social Security to our police to security to the military to produce and meat products, just everything merging, foreign corporations taking over the infrastructure, the Arabs, the Chinese, the Spanish, the British, the Germans, openly taking over our infrastructure. Foreign governments like MI6 and Mossad openly blackmailing and running whole sectors of the federal government. We have been blown wide open. Our gates have been blown off their hinges. Every barbarian horde has invaded us. They've gotten control of the propaganda organs. They're blasting us from the heights. And I see all these poor people driving around on the highways and living their lives. They're so naive. They don't know that, yeah, they still got this confidence that America's the biggest and the best and invincible and it can't happen here. Well, I got news for you. It did happen here. And it's only going to get worse until you really stand up and get involved and speak out. All right, let's go to calls. Let's talk to Robert in Colorado. Robert, thanks for holding.
Good morning, Alexander. Thanks for taking my call. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. What's on your mind?
Listened to you yesterday on the show. Great stuff. I enjoy listening to it. I thought it was interesting, the people that you pulled on the line who disagreed with you. When someone has no intellectual rebuttal, they often resort to name-calling and dropping F-bombs and such. And that's kind of what happened with those callers yesterday. They couldn't argue, so they just called you names. So thanks for sticking in there and arguing intelligently. I think I finally figured out why the Alex Jones Show does not take contributions, and let me know if I'm right on or way off base. The reason you don't like to take contributions is because you're concerned if you amass a lot of money that the show could then get out of control and become corrupted, like the Red Cross or what have you. Is that kind of the reason you don't take contributions?
You know, I've taken them if people send them. I just don't solicit contributions, and I appreciate your call, Robert, because I would rather have people support us by getting my documentary films, getting the books we've written, we've published, the other books and videos that we carry. Then you know that you are getting some information that will be put towards good use. I mean, it's really that simple. More than that, I literally turn down sponsors every couple days, and every once in a while on the website, one or two will slip through, and they'll be up for a week or so, and we'll cancel them and send their money back. But I don't solicit contributions just because I don't even like plugging my own documentary films. That's why you kind of get the same dry, staid, barking whenever I do plug my films. They are excellent. I wish you'd get them. They're very effective. They're waking people up, and that's how we fund what we do here. Really, in the final equation, I've got a little bit of money in the bank, and I don't even spend it. I just, money to me is like food in the refrigerator. I don't go and stare at the peaches and the cheese and the milk and the orange juice and the heads of lettuce and pet them. It's not most people. Unfortunately, this isn't how Americans were in the past, but it is now. Their identity is what they drive. Their identity is how they look. Their identity is the pose that they're striking and what they're putting on. And I guess maybe to some extent I was like that when I was a junior high student, but I've really never been like that since. And so I guess there hasn't been enough of a focus on money here in my operation, in my office, because we could do a lot more if we did have more money. And so many times when we did need money, we would get contributions that would just show up in the mail. So I guess in a way we do take contributions. It's just I'd rather you call up and buy 100 terror storms and give them to people. That way you get a nice DVD to give folks, or just buy one and make copies of it. But if you want to support us, buy a whole bunch of them. I mean, I do need to hire at least one more person to answer the phones for customer service so we can be more effective with people. But I would just much rather have people support us, and so we can then spend that money to actually hire people out of money that we made from selling books and videos. But the biggest reason is I don't want to be associated with the TBN-style preachers in their $3,000, $4,000 suits and their $500 ties and their big fancy Cadillacs. I don't want to be associated with... I mean, here's another thing. I know people in the Patriot movement who make lots of money, and then they're still on the air begging, saying they don't have money. And people wonder why every once in a while fire a little torpedo out there saying, hey, if you don't hear me endorsing a product, then it means that I'm neutral on it or I don't believe in it. I mean, really, folks, I mean, all the time I get huge offers. I'll give you $10,000 to sell this vitamin and claim it cures all these things. I'm just not going to do it. Or I'll give you $5,000 a week to plug this. Or I'll give you, and of course, real sponsors with real products can never give you anywhere near that amount of money because they're real products. You see, it's part of the lie and the illusion of the world. Something real, people want some magic silver bullet. And then the people that are out there pitching all the snake oil, they pull their hair out because I, in my own little meek way, kind of let people know that I'm not associated with all that when they have hurt this movement and they have embarrassed me and embarrassed so many other people. They just think they can crap all over me, excuse my French, and I'm just going to sit here and take it. And then when I get embarrassed by it and sheepishly occasionally make a little comment so people know that I'm not associated with all of that, they get mad at me. Well, let people get mad. I'll just come all the way out with it if that's what they like. You see, I've got morals. I don't claim to be a perfect person, but I try my best to do the right thing each and every day. I try my best not to steer my listeners into disinformation. I try my best to tell the truth. I try my best to work as hard as I can. And we do work hard. And we do need your support. And I don't associate with a lot of people in the, quote, patriot movement or the truth movement because so many of them, it's the nature of man. The world's getting more and more evil. Are these egomaniacs who are grasping and want to be their leaders, and that's why they'll never be leaders, because that's not what it's about to be a real leader. A leader is really trying to find the way out of the fog, trying to find the pass through the mountains. A leader is really trying to help and save the people. Believe me, if we ever get in a position where we need donations from you, I will tell you. My only thing that upsets me is I know that if I don't take your donations, they'll go to some snake oil creature who could care less about this movement, care less about where society's going. When the lies that have been told about me, the way I've been stabbed in the back, the things I know about so many people that are out there, it's so sad. It's so sad. And now I've digressed. You know, I'm really just talking about a lot of issues today that we really don't spend a lot of time on this broadcast. I mean, here's another one. I kind of ended the show with this Friday. I don't talk about things that really can't be verified or double-checked or triple-checked. I don't talk about this city will be nuked on this weekend. Yeah, it gets you a lot of attention when you first say it, but discredits you in what you're doing. I try to traffic and truck with the truth. Now, my delivery sometimes isn't the best, but people know I'm trying to tell the truth. I'm trying to get the truth out. I'm trying to find the truth. And there's all these stories that we hear out there that people put out that don't pan out, that can't be checked out. And just because the government and the media lie and twist and distort doesn't mean that everything in the alternative media is true either. Just because much of what the establishment says is a lie doesn't mean that it's like a yin and yang and we're over here on the other side and everything we say is true. I mean, there's all this verified mainstream news about concentration camps, but every call I ever get and every email I ever get, 90-something percent of them is about the rumors, the same rumors I've been hearing for 12 years. Why can't some of you people out there go get the Houston Chronicle? Or go get Army purchase orders? I mean, we link to it. You can go find out about the real concentration camps. I just don't understand it sometimes. And I'm not in a bad mood today. Don't get me wrong. I just have had a lot of clarity over the weekend. A lot of really, you know, in my guts, getting down to what it's really all about. And I know that we're facing a world of hurt. If we don't get our heads screwed on straight and agree on this, a pack of inbred scum runs our planet and is engineering everything to further enslave us and deprive us of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and control our destinies. And I don't want to put up with it, and I don't want to go along with it. And if you want to support us, there's a couple ways you can do it. And I'll tell you briefly about that when we get back, then we'll go to your calls.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to support this broadcast and what we do, go to Infowars.com and order as many copies as you'd like to give to your friends and family. And you can only afford one copy. Again, get it and make copies. It has such a huge effect. It's so massive when you take action. We can bring these criminals to justice. Don't you see they're starting to fail? Don't you see the cracks in the facade? Don't you see their feet getting weak, their clay feet cracking? Please. go to InfoWars.com and get my new film, Martial Law or Order of Death or the Newest Terror Storm, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. You get 3 months free when you sign up for a year. But go do the trial monthly subscription. You can download all 15 of my films, the weekly TV reports, and so much more, and burn them to disk in high quality, high bandwidth downloads, which is almost as good as a regular television viewing. That's a great activist tool right there at PrisonPlanet.tv. And be sure and tell all your friends about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That's our goal. That's our currency, is waking more people up. That's what I'm trying to accrue, is people that are awake and involved and fighting the New World Order. You see, that's our goal, not making money. And that's why we put the films out for free. That's why we put out the higher quality bandwidth copies on PrisonPlanet.tv for members. That's what you get there. And that's why your membership at PrisonPlanet.tv makes everything we do possible. And don't forget, coming up in, this month on the 26th of August in Dallas, Texas, at the Lakewood Beautiful Art Deco Theater, I'm going to be there showing Terror Storm. I'll give a speech. Jim Mars will give a speech titled 9-11, JFK to 9-11. And then we're going to show some of the footage we shot up in Ottawa, Canada, there. Just a few months ago at the Bilderberg Group meeting, and we're going to have some live music. So that's going to be from about 7:30 till 2 in the morning. You can come see the whole thing or come see part of it. I hope to see you up there. Get your tickets again at InfoWars.com. And then coming up in September, tickets are already on sale for the Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. Let's go ahead and go to Bert in Louisiana, then Linda, Nick, and Paula and others. Go ahead, Bert.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Look, I got two. One's a comment, one's a question. My Word by John Gibson, yes, for the last past 2 days is talking about 9/11, and he has talked to the major people in the conspiratory area, and he's telling his the people that are watching that you people are a bunch of nuts. And that's what My Word 2 days in a row was about, 9/11, and he has talked to the main people like yourself.
First they ignore you, then they laugh at you,
right.
Then they attack you, then you win. By the way, we have that video clip up on JonesReport.com right now. I forgot Friday to send that to the network to play it. And so I'm telling my crew right now, go get that Gibson clip, send it up to the network, and we will play that later in the next hour. But you're saying he's done that now another day?
Well, it was 2 days in a row. 9/11. I watch Fox, believe it or not, because you know I just try to get everything here. But 2 days in a row, 9/11 was his My Word. So,
well, he doesn't usually stutter. He's doing it now because that coward may rationalize even to himself, but his guts, his spirit knows the truth.
Well, we know when he's bringing it up more frequently, he's a little worried about something, and he's letting the people know if we.
Hey, listen, they better worry. This isn't like the Kennedy assassination where it's going to come out 40 years later with the mistress and the lawyer of LBJ saying he bragged about killing Kennedy. This is going to come out now. You hear me, murderers, and all the people that have covered up for it? How are you going to feel when it all comes out, you killers?
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.